Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex as we get you sent for the men's ball game here tonight between Hastings and Midland University. Again, Hastings winning the first contest, the women's ball game, by a score of 67-51 in the ball game just completed here at the Osborne Sports Complex. So we got the men's game coming up next. Hastings, a record of 3 wins, 4 losses on the season. The Broncos are 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. After dropping a game on Saturday in Sioux City to Morningside, 79-72, Midland comes in a record of 3 wins, 3 losses. They are 0-1 in the conference. They lost to Northwestern by a score of 86-68 on Saturday. Midland's rest of their schedule, they open up the year with a overtime loss to Grandview, 65-62. They played Peru State, beat them 89-64. They beat Park University 71-53, then dropped the game to Benedictine 60-58. Came back to beat Grandview again 68-57, and then lost to Northwestern on Saturday 86-68. Hastings College has played 7 pretty good ball games. Have not been blown out of any of these games yet. In fact, they have not lost by more than 10 points the entire way so far. Hastings lost to York at the buzzer, 76-75 to start the season. Went on the road and played at Sterling. Beat them 68-62. They beat Friends 93-88 in the Friends Classic. Lost to nationally ranked Bellevue 69-61. Beat Sterling 68-62 for the second time this season. And then lost to Morningside on Saturday by the score of 79-72. Hastings coming in, averaging 72.8 points per ball game on offense, giving up 72.7 on the defensive end. Midland is averaging 69.3 points per ball game on offense, giving up 64.2 on the defensive end. Your starting lineups tonight are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth, many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Midland, it's going to be Ben Emig, a 5'11" sophomore guard out of Bellevue University. Emig is averaging 5.8 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Donald Jones is a 6'4" senior out of Bellevue. Donald Jones is averaging 12 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Alex Knoble is a 6'5" senior from West Point Central Catholic. Knoble is averaging 8 points and 6 rebounds per game. Marcus Messersmith is a 6'5" senior out of Wayne State, a transfer. He's averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds per game. And Jalen Battle is a 6'6" senior from Warner Robins, Georgia. Battle is averaging 3 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Midland is a brand new coach this year, as Todd Eisner takes over there at Midland University. Hastings College will start with Brady Lohman, a 6'2" sophomore out of Norfolk. Lohman is averaging 11 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon is a 6'2" junior out of Kearney. Bacon is averaging 11 points and 1 rebound per game. Tobin Reinwald, a 6'5" sophomore out of Lincoln, averaging 17 points and 7 rebounds per game. Jake Marvin, a 6'8" junior out of Lincoln, averaging 13 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. And Dylan Flynn, a 6'7" sophomore. Flynn out of Lincoln, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Now with 3 locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and a 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. So we're set to go. Men's college basketball action for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS after Hastings College picked up a win on the women's side of things, 67-51. Ball is in the air, and Midland controls the opening tip. Warriors going to be dressed in their blue uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Hastings College in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson here tonight. So a little bit of different style of a basketball team we'll see here tonight in Midland from years past for the Warriors. Under new head coach Todd Eisner, driving for the basket and scoring. There is Donald Jones. Took it right to the hole and scores for Midland. It's a 2-0 ball game. The Warriors go out on top. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. They have the ball for the first time here tonight. Brady Lohman has got the ball. Tobin Reinwald now in the wing. Free throw line extended all the way to the sideline. Reinwald gets rid of it now to Jake Mark. guard, but Navi Woolman. Man-to-man defense here from Midland. Woolman's got a backer on out. Gets it out on top again to Dane Bacon, to Reinwald. Back inside to Flynn. Tries to return the ball back down to Reinwald. Deflected. Picked up by Marvin. Drives for the hole, and he's fouling the play. So he's fouling the play as Marvin picks up the loose ball, drives it to the hole. And a foul here is going to be called on Midland. It's going to go on Alex Knobel. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul, number one on the Warriors. Going to the free throw line will be Jake Marvin, and his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings is a team of 70% foul shooter. Marvin is 5 out of 7 from the line this year, 71%. Next shot is up there. It is around the rim and down. So Hastings is on the scoreboard. 2-1 is the score. Midland with the advantage here as the Warriors come back the other direction. Hastings will go with a man-to-man defense. Here's Donald Jones with the ball. Dribbles inside, throws it over here on the wing on the right side. That's a Ben Emig with the ball. Emig pounds it inside to a Kanabe, and his shot is up and in. Alex Kanobi scoring there for Midland. It's a 4-1 ball game. Warriors out here earlier. There's a long pass inside. Flynn grabs the ball, puts a man in the air, goes up for a shot, and it's up and in. Dylan Flynn scores as the long pass comes in there. First field goal of the ball game for Dylan Flynn. 4-3 is the score. Hastings now trailing by 1 point in the ball game. Marcus Messersmith with the ball. Messersmith comes over here on the right side, and they move it down in the corner. Down there deep, that's going to be Kenobi with the ball. Now back out to a Donald Jones. Behind his screen, they get the ball to a Ben Emig. Bounce pass comes to the right side. Jones has got it now. Donald Jones dribbles inside, leaves it down to the baseline. Here's a 15-footer from Kenobi. That's going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Hastings College. They give the ball to the Broncos as they come back the other direction here. 4-3 is the score. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. It's going to be Tobin Reinwald with the ball. Tobin comes over here. The Woolman back out to Tobin, back inside to Flynn, and a foul is going to be called. Working the left side of the floor here, and a personal foul will be whistled on Jalen Battle from Midland. That's going to be your first. That's team foul number two on the Warriors. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball right in front of the basket. Flynn grabs it, shoots, and scores. Dylan Flynn scores for Hastings. That's his first field goal, and the Broncos have the first lead of the ball game now at 5-4 with 17 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. Ben Emig for three, a shot good. Tough shot there. Ben Emig hits a three ball there. Lohman was right in his face defensively as Emig just elevates there and gets the three-pointer to go down through the hole. 7-5 is the score. Midland back out to a two-point lead. Here's Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald back out to Marvin for three. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down defensively. Here comes Ben Emig back the other way. Emig right-handed dribble comes to the near sideline. Donald Jones has got it. Jones inside the ring. Comes back outside, top of the key. Jumper is up there, down the hole. Marcus Messersmith scores on a three ball there from Midland. And it's a 10-5 ball game as the Warriors have scored six straight points. Here's a Brady Lohman with the ball. Brady works it on the right sideline now to a Dane Bacon. Back out to Lohman out near the 10-second line. Man-to-man defense here from Midland. Tobin Reinwald with the ball behind the screen from Marvin. Now gives the ball off to Jake. Drives for the hole, shoots and scores. Beautifully executed there. Marvin set the screen. Then rolls toward the basket. Tobin Reinwald got him the ball, and Marvin lays it in. 10-7 is the score. Hastings down by 3 points here in the ball game. Donald Jones at the free throw line. Over to Ben Emig. Picked up over there by a Lohman of Hastings. Takes it down to the baseline. Comes back out now to a Battle. Battle now to Donald Jones. Jones gets it away to a Messersmith. Free throw line jumper is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos have the ball. Here comes Dane Bacon. Down the right sideline, 10-7. Midland's got a three-point lead. Hastings with the ball. They can tie here. The three-point field goal. Reinwald, free throw line extended right side to Marvin. Inside to Flynn. His shot is up there left-handed. No good. Tip tried by Marvin is good. Brother Dylan Flynn gets the tip. He's got 6 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are back to within 1 point. 10-9 is the score. Here comes Midland back with the ball here. It's going to be Donald Jones. He takes it to the basket. His shot's going to be off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Marvin. Marvin gets it away now. Down the near sideline. It's going to be Brady Lohman with the ball. Brady out to a Jake Marvin, top of the key, out of Tobin Reinwald. The Woolman again. Hastings already sent their offense here. Still 20 seconds on the shot clock. Woolman goes on the right sideline. Tobin Reinwald trying to penetrate. Takes it to the free throw line. Jump pass down low. The ball's deflected. It goes to the far sideline. Picked up there by a Ben Emig. Now for Midland. 10-9 is the score. The Warriors have the lead. Midland with the ball in their offensive zone. There's a Marcus Messersmith to the ball. Bounce pass goes down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Hastings. Brady Lohman comes back the other way. Lohman to the free throw line. Stops. Goes up with enough balance shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound in the lane. Now we got a timeout called from Midland. Warriors want to call a timeout. We'll take a break. 15 minutes, 11 seconds to play here in the first half. The score, it's Midland 10, Hastings 9.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
So the women's basketball scores we have in from earlier tonight, it was Briar Cliff beating Doan tonight by a score of 90-69. Hastings over Midland, 67-51. Morningside beat Northwestern tonight in women's play, 68-52. Other games, Dort playing at Mount Marty, Nebraska Wesleyan at Concordia, and Dakota Wesleyan at York. No scores in yet on those ball games. 10-9 is our score here in men's competition between Hastings and Midland. Warriors have the ball. Here's Langford, who's into the ball game, puts up a running one-hander, no good. Rebound is stripped away, and it's picked up by Hastings back the other way. Broncos can pull ahead here with a field goal. Here's Tobin Reinwald on the near sideline. Tobin puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, hands it away to Nate Olson, who's into the ball game now. Olson gives it out to a Brady Lohman. Lohman out to a Brent Wells, who checks in there during that last timeout to Brady Lohman. 10-9, Midland has got a one-point lead. Warriors playing this man-to-man defense near sideline. Tobin Reinwald has got it now. Reinwald to Wells. Wells to Brady Lohman. Hops inside, double team. Comes back out to Wells. 5 seconds, 4 seconds on the shot clock, and the Broncos throw it away. Wells throws the ball into the Warrior bench here on the near sideline. Hastings turns it over for the third time here in the first half. Checking in the ball game now will be Luke Borst for Midland. Borst is in there for the Warriors. He is a 6'4" junior out of Randolph, Nebraska. Also coming in will be Galen Gulley. Gulley is a freshman from Omaha Bryan. 10-9 is the score. Midland out on top by 1 point. Here's a Borst with it now for Midland. Hastings College staying with a man-to-man defense. Here's Gulley driving to the basket. His shot in the lane is up there. It bounces off of the left side. No good. Ball is tapped to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Zach Rosenblum was going after it there for Midland and couldn't get to it. Hastings will play things in on the far sideline. 10-9 is the score. Hastings down by 1 point here in the ball game. Brent Wells has got it to Tobin Reinwald. Back out to Brent, top of the key. Lobs it down low. Marvin grabs it, shoots and scores. Jake Marvin scores. Brent Wells gets the assist. Hastings has got the lead again. The Broncos 11, Midland 10. Broncos have scored the last 6 points here in the ball game. Short jumper by Langford is blocked out of bounds. Avery Langford, who just checked in there, had his first shot blocked out of bounds there by Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. So it'll be Midland playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. There's a Galen Gulley. He'll trigger things in down in the corner to Heaser. His shot is up there and in. Jalen Heaser scores there from deep in the left corner. That is a three-pointer. It's now a 13-11 ball game as Jalen Heaser throws up an off-balance three-pointer from deep in the right corner. Nate Olson with the ball now for Hastings. Broncos are down by 2 points. Brady Lohman with it now with 13 minutes to play here in the first half. Lohman comes to Brent Wells, the ex-University of Nebraska football tight end. Now playing for the Broncos here. Brady Lohman out between the rings. Comes over to Tobin Reinwald here on the left side. Down to Brent Wells. Nate Olson deep in the corner of the right side to Jake Marvin. Here's a pass back out. A three-pointer put up there no good by Nate Olson. And the rebound comes down to Midland. Zach Rosenblum with a rebound there. Hustles back the other way. Nice feet as they get it away to Luke Borst, and he lays it in. Luke Borst lays it in for Midland, and the Warriors now have a four-point lead. 15-11 is the score. There's a pass on the right side. Tobin Reinwald on a dribble. Takes it down to the baseline and dribbles the ball out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. End of the ball game now for the Broncos will be Dylan Flynn. Coming out is going to be Jake Marvin, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Lance Creech calls a timeout, 12 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Midland 15, Hastings 11.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Booyah!
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Booyah!
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Booyah!
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Our internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College women picking up a win in the opener tonight, 67-51. Broncos are now 6-0 on the season. Hastings will play down in Sterling in Kansas coming up this Saturday. Ball game's just underway at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. Hastings College men will host the Thanksgiving Classic here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings will play Friday night at 8 o'clock against Tabor College of Kansas. Then they'll play on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock against McPherson of Kansas. We'll have both of those games coming up for you this weekend on 1230 KHIS. 15-11 is the score. Midland has got the lead. They work the ball inside to Borsi. He spins, trying to put up a shot. It's knocked out of his hands. It's picked up by Hastings. Back the other way. Here comes Lohman. Takes the ball into the lane. His shot is going to be no good. And Borsi grabs the rebound. Falls down. Loses control of the ball. Picked up by Olsen. Olsen gets it to Reinwald. The shot is up there and in. And he's fouling the play. Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal there for Hastings after Midland had a rebound and lost it. Broncos stayed after it, and Tobin Reinwald draws the personal foul here on Galen Gulley. That's going to be Gulley's first. It's now a 15-13 ball game. Midland with a two-point lead, and Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line and shot us up and in. So a three-point play by Tobin Reinwald. His first 3 points of the ball game, and the Broncos are back to within 1 point. 15-14 is the score. Jalen Heiser with the ball as Hastings saves with this man-to-man defense. Now they've gone zone. Broncos have gone zone out of this timeout. Avery Langford has got it. Now the goalie back to Langford. Pulls up, shoots a 12-footer. It's up there way off of the mark. No good. Ball is loose. It goes to the far sideline. Saved by Midland. Goalie has got it now. Galen comes over here on the right side. Avery Langford back out to goalie. Swings it left side. That's going to be a Jalen Heiser. Out to goalie. Long-range jumper for three is going to be no good. Rebound, Borsi goes back up on the baseline. A shot, no good. And the ball is going to be ripped out of there by Hastings. Dylan Flynn gets the board there for Hastings College. Gets it away now to Brady Lohman. Gets it ahead now to Luke Olson. To Brady Lohman. Tobin Reinwald on the left side behind the screen. Drives for the bucket. It's off balance shot, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound loose. Battled for down on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there on the floor by Borsi to Midland. End of the ball game for Hastings is going to be, let's see, checking in there is going to be Jake Marvin. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 15-14 is the score. 11:23 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings will inbound the ball. It's going to be Dane Bacon. Bacon looks, comes way out on top to Tobin Reinwald. Flips it away now to Brady Lohman. Comes back to Reinwald. Free throw line extended right side. Jake Marvin outside the three-point ring. Ball deflected out of his hands into the backcourt. Marvin picks it back up. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Marvin puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Midland. Gavin Bloom, the former Minden Whippet, grabs the ball there from Midland. They hustle back the other way. A long-range jumper from the corner is up and in. A three-pointer by Jalen Heiser. He's coming off the bench. They hit two threes now for the Warriors. 18-14 is the score. Midland now with a four-point lead. Hastings back with the ball on their offensive end. This is Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald out to Dane Bacon. Swings it off on the right side on the wing. That's going to be Brady Lohman. Gets the ball to Jake Marvin. Jump pass out on top is deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Jalen Heiser. Gets the ball ahead to goalie. His shot is up there and in. And now Lance wants to call another timeout. The Broncos turn it away, and they give up points on the other end. The Broncos are down by 6 points early. 10 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The score, it's Midland 20, Hastings 14.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College trailing in the ball game by a score of 20-14. So the Broncos will play things in here. Midland very aggressive here in the first 10 minutes of play. They have built a 6-point lead. Broncos with the ball back in their offensive end. There's a Dane Bacon with the ball now to Brady Lohman to the near sideline. Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald picked up by Donald Jones is back into the ball game. Here's Bacon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. The ball tap. It's picked up by Marvin in the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down by Gavin Bloom. And the ball is recovered here by Midland. Running back the other way is Jones. Gets for the hole. His shot is no good. And he's fouled in the play. Donald Jones took the ball right down the lane there. Very athletic guy right there. And Jake Marvin is going to be hit with his first personal foul. So Donald Jones goes to the free throw line here for Midland. Jones is a 6'4" senior out of Bellevue. And Sean is up there, it's in. Of course, Coach Eisner with ties to Omaha. Coach for Dana Altman at Creighton before leaving. Spent some time at Benedictine. Now he's back coaching at Midland. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Donald Jones. It's now a 21-14 ball game. A 7-point lead for the Warriors. Tobin Reinwald with the ball on the right sideline. Free throw line extended. Comes out to Flynn. Bounce pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted. Another turnover on Hastings. Kenobi comes back the other way. Down in the corner now to a Heaster. There's a long pass inside. They get it to Jones and he scores. Donald Jones now with 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings finds himself trailing here in the ball game now by a score of 23-14 with 9 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's a Dane Bacon with the ball. Bacon goes on the right sideline to Tobin Reinwald. Penetrating right to the elbow, right side of the lane. Gives it up now to Woman. Woman sends it down in the corner to Reinwald. Trying to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Good defense here by Midland. Here's Tobin for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. High in the air for the rebound. Gavin Bloom for Midland. Bloom gets it away. Comes to the near sideline to a Ben Emig, who's back into the ball game. Emig right to left with a dribble across the top of the key. Sends it down low. Here's a shot taken there by Langford. No good. Ball is battered back out here. It's picked up by Jones. Dribbles down the lane. His shot is no good. Now we got a whistle and a foul called. Three players hit the deck there. And finally we got a personal foul called. It's going to go on Midland. This is going to go on Alex Kenobi. That's going to be his second. So Kenobi picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Warriors. We're down to 8 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in this first half. Hastings is trailing by a score of 23-14. Broncos down the ball back to their offensive end. Charles Ferguson into the ball game now. Hands it away to Bacon. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out here to Ferguson. Ferguson trying to get away from Jones. Drives it down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's too strong. Rebound. Marvin goes back up. Shoots and scores. Jake Marvin scores for Hastings. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Now 23-16. Hastings down by 7. Broncos need to stop here defensively. Here's a Donald Jones. Moves it down on the baseline. Down to the elbow to Rosenblum. Drives it toward the basket, and he's fouled in the play as he goes up for the shot. Zach Rosenblum trying to take the ball to the hole there. He was fouled in the play by Charles Ferguson of Hastings. So going to the free throw line will be Rosenblum. He's a 62% foul shooter on the season. Rosenblum stepping to the line for the first time here tonight, a 6'5" senior out of Oakland Craig. And his first shot is up there. It is good. So Rosenblum gets the free throw here. He'll have one more. Midland is out to a 8-point lead, 24-16. Next shot is up there. That one is perfect. Right down the hole. It's now 25-16. Again, a 9-point lead here for the Warriors as we approach the 8-minute mark in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Bacon goes to Charles Ferguson. A little fake, drives it inside, tries to dump it away. Here's Lena with the ball. Lena is going to be called for the steps. Boy, very aggressive defense here for Midland University. That's another turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. 25-16 is the score. .750 to play. Midland has got the ball here as they work against the Hastings man-to-man defense, driving inside the ball, swatted away. It's picked up by Messersmith. Messersmith here in the right wing. Bounce pass goes to Rosenblum. Rosenblum dribbles into the lane. He is double-teamed. The ball swatted away. It is picked up here by Messersmith. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be way off of the mark. No good. Rebounded on the weak side by Gavin Bloom. Out to Ben Immig. His shot from 17. That baby is no good. Again, the ball battered into the backcourt. It's picked up by Immig. Again, it's going to be Midland getting a third chance here. Warriors have done the job here on the boards here in this first half. Midland out to a 9-point lead at 25-16. Warriors have the ball. Ben Immig dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass to Jones. Out here in 3-point territory. Gets away. Jump pass down on the baseline. Goes to the left side. And his shot is up and in. Marcus Messersmith scoring there. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Midland has opened up an 11-point lead. 27-16 with 6 minutes and 56 seconds to play in this first half. Hastings back with the ball. Back shooting to our basket to our left here. Here's a Charles Ferguson. Back outside to Woolman. Hastings firing up a 3-pointer. It's good. Finally, Brady Woolman gets a shot to go down. He's got his first field goal of the ball game, a 3-pointer. Hastings back within 8. 27-19 with 6.5 minutes to play. Hastings not shooting the ball real well here this one tonight. There's a Zach Rosenblum with the ball. Rosenblum out to a Ben Immig, dribbles around, takes it down the left side of the lane, puts it up off the window. A shot, no good, and the foul is to be called. As Immig was knocked down in the play, a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Ferguson. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 3 in the Broncos. This will be a shooting situation, though. Going to the free throw line will be Ben Immig. He is in a 3-pointer here in this first half for his only points in the ball game. Immig, a good foul shooter at 85% so far in the season, 12 out of 14. Midland is a team dead last in the conference, though, at 64%. The shot by Ben Immig is up there and in. Hastings won the women's ball game earlier tonight by a score of 67-51 over Midland after leading by 21 in the first half. Hastings had to hold off the Warriors down the stretch and finally won by 16 points. 28-19 is the score here. Midland has got the lead. Next shot is up there. It's good by Immig. So he hits a pair of free throws. It's now a 29-19 ball game. The Warriors leading by 10 points. Dane Bacon with the ball. All for Hastings over to Nate Olson. Olson dribbles inside the paint. Bounce pass comes on the near side to Hawkinson. His long-range three-pointer is way off of the mark. No good. Rebounded by Hastings. Follow shot is good, and he's fouling the play. Hastings gets the rebound and the follow shot there. The bucket will count, and a personal foul is going to be called on Luke Borst of Midland. That's going to be his first. The offensive rebound and the putback by Zach Lena of Hastings. That's going to be the first field goal for Lena. Now he goes to the free throw line trying to make this a 3-point play. Shot is up. The shot is good. 29-22. Hastings down by 7 points here as we approach the 6-minute mark of the first half. Bringing the ball back will be Ben Immig now for Midland. Immig right-handed dribble across the timeline behind the screen. Pulls up on the wing. Gives it to Rosenblum. Now to Jones over here on the right side. To Avery Langford. Dumps it down low to Rosenblum. Drives for the hole and a traveling violation. Zach Rosenblum is whistled for the extra steps. As Avery Langford got in the ball, a turnover there on Midland. Now Hastings has a chance to slice into the lead right here. 29-22 is the score, a 7-point lead for Midland University. Bounce pass goes inside. With it is Dylan Flynn. Out to Jordan Hawkinson. Hawkinson hands it away. There's Bacon. His shot from 15. Good. Dane Bacon scores from 15 feet away from the left side of the lane. And the Broncos have cut the lead down to 5 points now at 29-24 with 5.5 minutes to play. Midland with the ball. Ben Immig into the offensive zone. Comes over here to Marcus Messersmith. Bounce pass here on the wing. Luke Borst gives it up now to Messersmith. Back outside. Zach Rosenblum at the top of the key to Ben Immig. Dribble penetration. Dumps it away now to Rosenblum. Runs over a man and an offensive foul is going to be called. Rosenblum runs over a man down there for Hastings. That was Luke Olson, I think, who took the charge. Rosenblum gets hit with a personal foul and offensive charge. And now Hastings has a chance to slice into the lead right here. We got some more substitutes coming in. Jalen Battle comes back in. Now for Midland. 5 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Here's this first half. 29-24 is the score. That's a Jordan Hawkinson with the ball on the right sideline. Hawkinson and Nate Olson. That is Zach Lena. Top of the key again. Nate Olson drops it back to Lena down to the baseline. Puts it up off the window and scores. Zach Lena scores. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 29-26. Hastings back to within 3 points here in this one. On the right sideline is Jalen Heiser. Heiser now to Luke Borst. Back outside the ring to Avery Langford. Here's a long-range jumper from the left sideline up and in. A three-pointer there by Ben Innig. He got away on the left sideline in Kanzer. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Midland back out to a six-point lead. 32-26, 4:20 to play here in the first half. Here's Dylan Flynn with the ball. Flynn, dribble penetration out of Hawkinson. Baseline, comes back out to Flynn. His shot from the left side from 12 feet away is no good. Rebounded there by Midland. Out with pass goes to the far sideline. They lob it in the lane. The ball is mishandled by Battle. The rebound is loose, and we got a jump ball called. Jalen Battle was on a two-on-one break. He had an easy two-pointer right there, but bobbles the ball as he goes to the hole. A jump ball is called as it was knocked loose. And a possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so Midland will turn it away. Gave up a sure two-pointer right there. Mount Marty knocked off Dort in women's college basketball tonight. Just got that score. Mount Marty wins over Dort by a score of 69-63. 32-26 here. Hastings trailing Midland in men's basketball action. Here's Jake Marvin with the ball. Right side down low. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good off of the front iron. And the rebound comes down to Luke Borst. Borst gets it away now to Avery Langford into the forward court. He's her shot for three. Is going to be off of the mark. No good. High into the air for the rebound is Lena. Falls down with it. Picks her back up and gets it to Charles Ferguson. Here's Brady Lohman. Brings it back to Fergie on the right sideline. Ferguson reverses the ball to Dane Bacon. Now to Lena. Traveling violation. Lena is whistled for the traveling violation on Hastings. The Broncos are averaging 18 turnovers per ball game. They've had seven so far here in the first half. 3 minutes and 26 seconds to play. You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. 32-26, Hastings trailing Midland. Here's Avery Langford with the ball. Gets away, goes for the basket and scores. Avery Langford scores for Midland. That's his first field goal. It's now 34-26. Midland with a lead. Brady Lohman with it now for Hastings to Jake Marvin. Hands it away here to Charles Ferguson. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops right there. Ball swatted away. Ferguson picks it back up. Back out to Dane Bacon. Now to Lohman on the right sideline. Bounce pass down low. That's Marvin with the ball. To Lena. Around the horn they come to the left sideline. Now to Ferguson. Back outside. That's going to be Dane Bacon. Now to Lohman for three. Shot good, and there's a foul in there. Lohman got the three-pointer. The bucket's going to count by Brady Lohman. That's going to be the second three-pointer thrown up there by Brady Lohman. A field goal is going to count here, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Luke Borst of Midland, a rebounding foul. So Luke Borst is going to be hit with a rebounding foul. That's going to be his second. The three-pointer counts here by Brady Lohman. So Hastings has closed the gap to 5 points now at 34-29 with 2:43 to play. And the Broncos will get the ball back here. Or will they? We're going to have some free throws now from Zach Lena. Zach Lena is going to go to the free throw line. That's the seventh team foul in the Warriors. So it's going to be Lena going to the free throw line here for Hastings. Lena puts it up there, and the shot is good. So Brady Lohman hit the three already on the play. Now Hastings with a chance here with this five-point play with Zach Lena toying the mark here. 34-30 is the score. Warriors leading by four. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be around the rim and down. So a five-point play on that possession for Hastings. We're down to 2:42 to play. Broncos are back to within 3 points. 34-31. On the right sideline, Jalen Heiser. Bounce pass mishandled again by Rosenblum. Rosenblum flicks it back up. Back out to Heiser for three. Shot is up there, and the ball goes up over the glass out of play. And Hastings will play things in. 2:28 to play. Men's college basketball action here in the first half. Bronco basketball tonight from 1230 KHIS Hastings. Brady Lohman with the ball now for the Broncos. Walks it across the midcourt stripe. Left sideline, Dane Bacon. Bacon now to Zach Lena. Lena tries to get rid of it. Does. Bacon has got it. Takes it to the elbow, right side. Bounce pass to the right sideline. The Lohman. Entry pass mishandled there by Lena. Picks it back up. Lena takes it down to the baseline to Marvin. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Woolman gets it back on the wing, the deep wing, right side. Woolman takes it into the lane, shoots, and around the rim and down. Brady Woolman gets the roll. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame. Hastings back within one. 34-33 is the score. 1:49 left here in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Jalen Heisier gets away to the free throw line. Now to Avery Langford. Now to goalie. His shot from three is going to be up there no good, and the rebound comes down to Ferguson. Hastings can grab the lead here with a field goal. Back the other way is Dane Bacon. Bacon gets it away now to Brady Woolman. Hands it away to Jake Marvin. Marvin now to Bacon. Dribbles inside. Puts up a shot. He's fouled in the play. Marvin takes the ball to the hole there for Hastings, and he draws a personal foul. A personal is going to go on Jerome Vaughn, who just checked in there from Midland. So Jerome Vaughn picks up the foul for the Warriors. He is a 6'3" junior out of Minneapolis. Dane Bacon to the free throw line. He misses his first one. He'll have one more shot here. It's up there, and the shot is good, so he hits one out of two, and the Broncos have tied the score. 34-34 is the score now with a minute and 22 seconds to play. Hastings has battled back here. Broncos have battled back from a 9-point first half deficit. We are now tied at 34 points apiece. Midland with the ball as they work it inside. That's a Jerome Vaughn. He spins around and it's going to be stripped away. It's picked up by Hastings. Ferguson gets it out of Brady Lohman. Drives it down the left side of the lane, down to Bacon on the near sideline. Dribbles into the paint, kicks it out to Marvin for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound loose in the lane. It's going to be picked up here by Jalen Heisier. Heisier into the forecourt to goalie. He drives it toward the basket, down to the baseline. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted by Ferguson. Charles Ferguson has got the ball for Hastings on a Midland turnover. 45 seconds to play. Hastings and Midland tied up at 34 points apiece. Outside is going to be Dylan Flynn with the ball. Bounce pass to Marvin. Spins, and he draws a personal foul. Nice pass. Jake Marvin right side of the lane took it to the hole there, and he draws a personal foul. And now it's going to be Marvin going to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Jerome Vaughn. That's going to be his second. Marvin to the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the ballgame, 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. Shot is up there, no good. Hastings fourth in the conference this week in free throw percentage, knocking down 70% of their shots. Hastings number one in field goal percentage at 53%. They're also number one in three-point shooting at 48%. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's off of the right side. No good, so he misses a pair. Now a foul is called on the rebound. Charles Ferguson is going to be whistled for the foul. For Hastings, that's going to be his third foul. So Charles Ferguson, a rebounding foul there for the Broncos. A non-shooting situation for Midland, so the Warriors will play things in. They're in backcourt. 34.7 seconds to play. In this first half, we are tied up at 34 points apiece. Playing things in will be Jerome Vaughn for Midland. Vaughn will get things in to Ben Emig. Back to Vaughn. Back to Emig now. We'll see if Midland plays for the final shot. Now we're going to have a traveling violation as Midland was bringing the ball back right at the midcourt stripe. Midland has whistled for an enforced error right there, a traveling situation. So Hastings now with a final shot here. 26 seconds to play in this first half. Hastings 34 and Midland 34. Brady Woolman will walk it across the midcourt stripe here with a left-handed dribble. Hastings in their offensive zone now, 17 seconds to work. Woolman trying to get away from Ben Ibig. Woolman dribbling with the ball. Takes off left, now goes back right. Here's a bounce pass down low to Reinwald. He goes up for the shot and draws a personal foul. A backdoor cut there by Tobin Reinwald to get him the ball. Nice pass there by Brady Woolman, but Reinwald goes up. He is fouled in the play. Or was it knocked out of his hands? Yeah, it was knocked out of his hands. 7.6 seconds to play. No foul call there. Reinwald has got it now to Brady Woolman. 5 seconds. Woolman puts a man in the air. Back out to Reinwald for three. Shot is up there. He misses the shot. Rebounded by Midland, and that's the end of the first half of play. So the first half has come to a screeching halt here at the Osborne Sports Complex. At halftime, the score, it is Hastings College 34, Midland 34. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No, that's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College, and Midland University tied up at 34 points apiece here at the break. Midland got out to an 11-point lead in the first half at 27-16. That occurred with 6 minutes and 56 seconds to play. Hastings closed the gap, and now we're tied up at 34 points apiece here at halftime between Hastings and the Warriors here tonight. Midland being led at halftime by Ben Emig. He has got 8 points in the ball game. Emig has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. He is 2 out of 2 from the free-throw line. Jalen Heiser has got 2 three-pointers. He's got 6 points here at the break from Midland. Marcus Messersmith has got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points. Donald Jones, he's got 5 points here in the first half of play. He's knocked down a couple of field goals, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 2 points for Galen Goey tonight on a field goal. Avery Langford has got a field goal for 2. Alex Kenobi has got a field goal and 2. Zach Rosenblum, a field goal and 2 points. Hastings College, they got 8 points in the first half from Brady Lohman. Knocked down a couple of 3-point field goals and a 2. Jake Marvin has got 3 field goals. He's 1 out of 4 from the line for 7 points. Zach Lena has got a couple of field goals. He is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 7 points. Dylan Flynn, 3 field goals in the first half. He's got 6. The other scorers for Hastings, Dane Bacon has got a field goal. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Tobin Reinwald has got a field goal. He is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line and 3 points. So Hastings College and Midland, we are tied up at 34 points apiece in men's college basketball action here tonight. Again, earlier tonight, the Hastings College women picked up a win over Midland. The final score was 67-51. Some other scores from the conference tonight. It was Briar Cliff knocking out Doan by the score of 90-69. Mount Marty, winners over Dort, 69-63. And Morningside bounced back from their loss on Saturday to Hastings, winning tonight over number one ranked Northwestern by the score of 68-52. Other games going on tonight in both women's and men's competition. Dakota Wesleyan playing at York and Nebraska Wesleyan at Concordia. We're at halftime here of our men's ball game. We're tied up at 34 points apiece. Take a 1 minute timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dippman as our halftime show continues after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, the Hastings College men and Midland University going at right now. 34-34 is our score at the break as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. And Broncos picking up a 67-51 win over Midland University tonight. Hastings now 6-0 in the season. That was probably one of the strangest games we have seen in a while, coach. You got out to a big lead early and then had to hang on down the stretch. Talk about the ballgame.
You know, it's one of those where possibly you did everything too well too early, and then we relaxed. And you know, Midland's not a bad ball club. They've got athleticism. They've got quickness. They've got nice shooting. And the next thing you know, we had a four-point game, and then we opened it up with a good two-minute finish in the first half and got it back to 13. And, geez, the next thing you know, it's a three-point game in the second half. So, you know, I'll give our kids credit that we fought through it. We had some foul trouble. We made some mental errors. But when it was all said and done, we got the execution to finish it.
I'll tell you what, right off the bat, you guys got out to a 24-3 lead. They didn't score until, the 11-14 mark of the first half. Didn't hit their first field goal until the 9:50 mark. So they went almost the half of the first half without hitting a field goal. Your defense was good again.
It really was. And the only thing we did poorly in defense the first half was the fouls. I think they had 17 free throws. You know, we got off to that good start, and we were so dominant. And then we tried to steal everything, and we lost our discipline. And like I said, they took advantage of it. They took us to the hole. And the next thing you know, we've got Alicia with three fouls, and they're shooting 17 first-half free throws.
You guys, the rest of the way, didn't play nearly as good as you did for that first 10 minutes of the ball game. I guess when you get out to a 24-3 lead, there is a tendency to maybe relax a little bit, and I think that's what happened out there, isn't it?
Well, and you know, you've seen a million ball games too. That happens more than coaches care to admit. The other team's getting embarrassed a little bit, and they take a timeout, and the coach fires them up, and then they have a little success, and suddenly it's tough to get momentum turned again. So, you know, it's one of those, we'll take the win. It was a game that very much concerned us with the Morningside game Saturday and with another nationally ranked team on the coming Saturday, that we might relax a little bit. And we didn't to start the ball game, but then I think we let up a little bit and really opened the door for Midland, and they clawed back into it.
And Hastings winning tonight by the score of 67-51. Let's talk about some of the good things you saw in the ball game here tonight.
Well, I really loved the first 11 minutes of the ball game, and I liked the last 2 minutes of the first half and the last 3 minutes of the second half, where when it really came crunch time, we were able to execute and get our composure back. But, you know, again, it's one of those games where we just have to learn from this. We break it down. We show why we ended up letting Midland back into it. We show how on offense we got impatient. We started jacking up threes all over the place. We didn't make them work on defense, and we played right into their strengths. And so we can make a good teaching moment out of this.
And this is a game, again, that a year ago we may have lost down the stretch in the way we played last year.
Well, you've got to make a run. You've got Alicia fouling out. You've got a number of things that occurred. You know, little place. Courtney hits a three. Bia hits a three. Cammie wasn't being guarded one time because her man was double-teaming Alicia, and so she just pulled up and shot the three. So there were really some big shots. And then defensively, again, we made the right decisions down the stretch and got the stops. And so, like I said, there's a lot we can learn from this ball game. There's a few things that we'll hope we don't repeat.
And again, some different players stepping up in the ballgame. We've talked about that already in the first five or six ball games of the season. It wasn't Alicia Stadler and like it was last year, just week in and week out. You've had a number of people step up. That's the way it's been all year long, and tonight was no different.
There's little things that a lot of people are doing. I thought Laura was really played very well defensively in the first half. Had some really fun block shots where you kind of assume that we were beaten on that play, and she ended up getting the block on it, and that gave us some runouts for some fast breaks. So, you know, we'll spend probably two-thirds of the time talking about the things we got to improve on, and about a third of the time to show them that, you know, unfortunately this is one of those games where it kind of has a bad taste in your mouth, even though you got a 16-point win. And we'll have to remind them that a win's a win, and getting a conference win is always great.
Hastings coming up with six block shots in the ball game tonight and seven steals, and they won it by the score of 67-51. Hastings now 6-0 on the season. And like I said, you got another ranked opponent. That's just kind of your schedule, isn't it, Coach? It's just a ranked opponent after ranked opponent. You got to Sterling on Saturday.
You know, we just can't get the lousy teams to play us. It's with Hastings tradition and so forth. It's You know, teams that finished 2-29 last year really don't sign up to play us. So we have to match up, and we go down into Kansas, the KCAC. They've got three teams ranked in the top 17 in the country, and so we have all three of them on our schedule. That's one of the problems, and I know Jamie has the same problem on Morningside, and Earl had the same problem at Northwestern. Once you reach a certain level, there's just a lot of teams that won't play you, so every night it seems like you are playing a ranked team.
That's all right, though, isn't it? At this point in the season, you kind of take your lumps if you have to, but yet you learn a lot early in the season before we really get into the meat of the schedule for the GPAC.
Well, we did, and then to have success really helped our confidence. You obviously get confidence if you beat a poorer team, but when you go out and beat number 12 and number 17 and number 20 and number 2 and a Division II school, then that really creates an entire – the progression in confidence just speeds up a lot faster. So I'm pleased with our schedule. I never back away from anybody. But, you know, it's – now we get into conference, and every night's a tough night in conference play.
Morningside picking up a 16-point win tonight over Northwestern. Was that surprising? A couple of the teams predicted to finish strong this year.
You know, to me, the only thing that surprises me, not that Morningside won because it was at Morningside, that Northwestern was held to 52 points again. That's just not characteristic. That's a team that's been in the 80s and 90s and 100s for the last 5 or 6 or 7 years, and so they've been held under 60 a few times this year, and I'm sure Chris is sitting there scratching his head and watching a lot of film as to, you know, what the big difference between last year and this year is.
Boy, just a month into the season, it looks like it's going to be an exciting year in women's basketball and at GPAC. This is going to be one heck of a year, it looks like.
Well, I think you've got at least five teams that are top, and I know I'm prejudiced, but at least top 15 caliber. So that's going to be great. But then you have another three or four teams that they're going to win a lot of home ball games. You just got to make sure it's not you that they're beating on those home games.
Again, congratulations on the win, 6-0 in the season. Good luck this weekend. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
That's it, Jeff Dittman, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning tonight by a score of 67-51 over Midland. Hastings is now 6-0 on the season. They will play at Sterling coming up on Saturday night in Kansas. That'll be a 6 o'clock ball game down in Kansas as the Broncos look to continue their winning streak and move it on to 7 games in a row with a win this weekend. Hastings College men going to be hosting the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic coming up this weekend. They will play on Friday night and on Saturday afternoon. We'll have both of those games on 1230 KHIS. Hastings will play Tabor on Friday night at 8 o'clock. We'll have that game on 1230 KHIS. The first game will pit Doan up against McPherson of Kansas at 6 o'clock. Then on Saturday, it'll be afternoon action. It'll be Doan playing Tabor at 2. And then Hastings will play McPherson in the second ball game at 4 o'clock. We'll have both the Friday and Saturday ball games for you here on 1230 KHIS. We'll take a quick break, come back, check the halftime stats as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377. And industrialirrigation.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the shooting numbers in the first half of play for Hastings tonight, 13 out of 33 from the field, 39.4%. Hastings just 2 out of 10 on three-pointers for 20%. The Broncos were 6 out of 11 from the free throw line for 54%. Midland University shot 48% from the field in the first half. They were 12 out of 25, 5 out of 9 on three-pointers for 55%, and they were 5 out of 6 from the free throw line for 83%. Hastings out rebounding Midland 17-15, including 8-4 in the offensive end. The Broncos had 8 turnovers in the ball game in the first half of play. Midland had 7 turnovers. Hastings also had 2 block shots and 5 steals. Midland had 1 block shot and 2 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings College in that first half of play was Jake Marvin. He had 3 boards. Leading rebounder for Midland was Luke Borst. He came up with 3 rebounds as well. Hastings and Midland tied up at 34 points apiece. Men's college basketball at halftime. It is Morningside out on top of Northwestern tonight by a score of 42-36. Also in men's college basketball, well, we don't have anything else in the conference being reported right now. Dakota Wesleyan is playing at York. Doan at Briarcliff. Midland here at Hastings. Dort at Mount Marty and Nebraska Wesleyan at Concordia. So we're set to go here in the second half of play. Hastings and Midland tied up at 34 points apiece. Midland will have the opening possession. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Here's a hook shot off of the right side by Rosenblum. It's no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So Rosenblum puts up a little hook shot from the right side of the lane down low. That would not go, and it was lost out of bounds here on the near sideline. And it's going to be Hastings coming back with a basketball here on the right side. Jake Marvin has got it. Hastings 34 and Midland 34 just underway. Here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. They go right to work with Flynn. Kicks it back out here. But the basketball is going to be Bacon outside to Lohman for a 3. Shot good. Brady Lohman nails a 3 ball from the top of the key. He's got 11 points. And the Broncos are out to a 37-34 advantage now. Here in the second half, the ball is going to be tipped loose. Midland picks it up. It's going to be Ben Emig with the ball. Emig down on the baseline. Double team. They work it off inside and the shot is up and in. Right into the lane there as they work the ball there to Alex Kenobi. He's got 4 points in the ball game, 37-36. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Here's Brady Lohman, splits a couple of defenders. Jump pass down in the corner. Marvin has got it. Trying to put a move on the baseline. Can't do it to Bacon. Out to Tobin Reinwald. The Lohman now on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass to Marvin. Top of the key to Lohman. A whistle away from all the action. Foul called underneath the bucket. Personal foul is going to be called under the bucket there. It's going to go on Zach Rosenblum of Midland. That's going to be his second team foul, number 1, on the Warriors here in the second half of play. 18:40 remaining in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 37-36. Reinwald spins, goes up for the shot. Good. Nice move there by Tobin Reinwald. Takes the ball in the hole and scores. Reinwald now with 5 points. 39-36. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Midland with the ball back in their offensive end. Here's Rosenblum. Fakes. Now drives it toward the bucket. Puts up a left-handed shot and scores. First field goal of the ball game for Zach Rosenblum. He's got 4 points. 39-38. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Here's Jake Marvin. Drives it toward the bucket. His shot is up there. It is good. And a whistle and a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Marvin. That's the 9th turnover on Hastings College in the ball game. 18-11 to play here in the contest. 39-38. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Midland will walk the ball off the floor here. Warriors shooting to our basket to our left. There's a Ben Emig with the ball, double team. Bounce pass, top of the key, now to Rosenblum to the near sideline. That's it. Donald Jones takes off, dishes off in the lane. The shot is up and in. Alex Kenobi scores there. Give the assist to Donald Jones, and Midland goes back out on top with a score of 40-39. Here's Bacon, now to Marvin at top of the key. Gets it away to a Dane Bacon, now to Brady Lohman. Man-to-man defense here from Midland. 17:40 to play in the ball game. It's 40-39. Hastings down by 1. Tobin Reinwald stops in the lane. Kicks it back out here to Flynn. It's off on the free throw line. It's too strong. And the rebound comes down to Alex Kenobi of Midland. Warriors coming back the other way. Ben Emig with the ball. Right-handed dribble. Gets it into the forecourt. Moves it down in the corner on the right side. Messersmith has got it. Down to Rosenblum. Into the free throw area. Alex Kenobi with the ball. Kenobi sends it down low to Rosenblum. The ball poked away, but it's picked up here by Donald Jones. Still 15 seconds left in the shot clock for Midland. Messersmith with the ball. Gets away. Contact made. Foul called. Personal foul is going to go on Hastings. Dane Bacon picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 1 on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Midland out on top of Hastings by a score of 40-39. So the Broncos in another tight ball game tonight. None of their games this year have been decided by more than 10 points. There's the inbounds pass to get it to Jones, and he is hit from behind by Tobin Reinwald, and Tobin picks up the foul. First foul on Tobin Reinwald, team foul number 2 on the Broncos. Midland will inbound. Baseline left side underneath their own basket here. Off of a screen, they get it to Jones. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Zach Lena with a board there for Hastings College. They get it into the forecourt now to Dane Bacon. Bacon now to Brady Lohman. Bounce pass right side of the lane to a Dylan Flynn trying to back up. Now runs right to left across the lane, and a traveling violation is called. Traveling violation is called on Flynn. Trying to work inside there against Marcus Messersmith of Midland. Ball for the extra steps. 10 turnovers now in Hastings. Midland 40, Hastings 39, 16-40 to play in the contest. Marcus Messersmith with the ball out here beyond the three-point arc. Circles around, drives it down the lane, loses control of the ball, and is picked up here by Brady Lohman. The eighth turnover on Midland. Here's Bacon. He tries to send the ball inside, deflected away from Lena. It is picked up here by Reinwald. He drives the ball in the hole, and a foul is going to be called. A deflection there. Tobin Reinwald picks it up and takes it right back to the hole, and a foul is going to be called here on Rosenblum from Midland. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Zach Rosenblum. He's going to check out. Here comes Gavin Bloom back into the ball game now for Midland. He's the big post player from Minden. Lohman will play things into Tobin Reinwald, who posts up right side of the lane, kicks it back out here to Flynn, not a Lohman, to Dane Bacon, left side of the floor. Bacon gets away, dribbles to the free throw line, gives it up to Reinwald, back to Dane Bacon, back to Tobin Reinwald. Now right side, free throw line extended. That's Brady Lohman behind a screen from Flynn. Still can't put up a shot. That's a Bacon with the ball, drives it to the hole. His shot is up there, no good. Tap try is up there. It is no good by Flynn. Another tap, it's no good. Rebound Flynn. He kicks it back out to Lohman. Lohman takes the ball to the free throw line. He loses control and is picked up by Jones. Jones running back the other way. Donald Jones, nice pass there to Messersmith. He goes up for the shot. It's blocked in a, let's see, do we have a foul called? No, it's blocked out of bounds there. Good job by Flynn. Marcus Messersmith goes up for the shot, and it's blocked there by Flynn of Hastings. It's knocked out of bounds. No foul called. So Midland will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Very competitive ball game here tonight between Hastings and Midland. 15-48 to play. Hastings down by 1 point. Donald Jones has got the ball off the inbound. Way out near the 10-second line. Donald Jones moves it over on the right side to Ben Emig. Picked up by Lohman for Hastings defensively. Here's Jalen Heiser back into the ball game. Now to Jones, drives for the basket. His shot no good, but he's hacked on the arm. And a foul is going to be called on Hastings. A foul here is going to go on Zach Lena. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Broncos here in the second half of the play. Out of the scorer's table and checking in here will be Jake Marvin at the next opportunity. Donald Jones to the free throw line. One of two so far tonight from the stripe. His shot is up there. The shot good. Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Donald Jones hits the second free throw. 42-39 is the score. Midland back out to a three-point lead. We're tied up at 34 at halftime. There's a Lohman with a ball. Comes over here to a Jake Marvin out here in three-point territory. Marvin now to a Dane Bacon. Bacon to a Brady Lohman. Out of Tobin Reinwald. Left of the circle. On the deep wing, Reinwald gets away, drives it to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald hits his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 7 points. 42-41. Midland with a one-point lead. Donald Jones with the ball now for the Warriors. Getting away, takes it down to the baseline. Jones is double-teamed. He gets it to a Gavin Bloom. Bloom now to a Heiser. He drives the ball to the basket and scores. Jalen Heiser scores. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. 44-41. Midland still with a three-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Here's Marvin, now to Reinwald. He weaves his way down the lane through traffic and scores. Tobin Reinwald with back-to-back field goals there for the Broncos. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. 44-43. Midland with a one-point lead. There's a Jalen Heiser with a ball. Heiser now to a Ben Emig. He circles around, takes it down the lane, kicks it out now to a Heiser. Jump pass goes down in the corner to Donald Jones, picked up there by Reinwald of Hastings. Donald Jones gets away. Picks it into the paint, kicks it back out to the free throw line to Kenobi, and his shot is up and in. Alex Kenobi scores. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 46-43. Midland now with a three-point lead. Broncos have the ball back. 14 minutes to play here in the ball game. Hastings and Midland from the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight. Zach Lena with the ball. Lena down to Brady Lohman. Woman, double team, jump pass, back inside. Lena's shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped around and is picked up here by Midland. Warriors have the ball after Lena misses an easy one in the lane, and now head coach Ted Eisner wants to, or Todd Eisner wants to call a timeout. Todd Eisner calls the timeout, the head coach for Midland. We've got a timeout here, 13 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 46, Hastings 43.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boers Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boers Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Dort leads Mount Marty in men's play here tonight, 47-34. They are at halftime. Dort 47 and Mount Marty 34. Getting women's basketball tonight. Briarcliff winners over Doan 90-69. Hastings beat Midland 67-51. Morningside over Northwestern 68-52. Mount Marty winners over Dort by a score of 69-63. We've got more basketball coming your way this weekend. The Hastings College men Friday night against Tabor beginning at 8 o'clock. Hastings College men will play on Saturday at 4 against McPherson. Those two games will be in the Hastings College Thanksgiving Holiday Classic this weekend right here. We'll have both games on 1230 KHIS. 46-43, Midland with a three-point lead. Warriors have the basketball following the timeout. Luke Borst is back in the ball game following the timeout. Avery Langford as well. And goalie out there. They move it over on the right side. There's a long-range three by Langford. Is no good. Rebound is loose, and goalie grabs the ball again. A long rebound comes right out to a goalie out here in three-point territory. Midland throwing the ball around the three-point arc. Has the basketball knocked out of bounds here. Dane Bacon will check out. Here comes Charles Ferguson into the ball game now for Hastings. 13 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the ballgame, 46-43. Midland leading by three. Jalen Heiser with the ball inside down to the free throw line to Gavin Bloom. They're working around the arc. They take it down to the baseline. Here's a shot up there by Avery Langford. It's no good. Rebounded by Ferguson. Has it knocked loose. Picked up by Lena. Lena has got it for Hastings College. Back the other way. Fergie has got her now for Hastings. Ferguson to Lena. Down to a Brady Lohman. Down to a Lena again. Left side of the lane. Trying to maneuver, jump pass to the near side. Ferguson drives it down to the baseline. A running one-hander is up there. He leans in there. Collision and a foul called. It's going to be an offensive foul called here on Charles Ferguson. That's going to be the fourth personal foul on Charles Ferguson. 12:45 to play in the ball game. It's 46-43. Hastings still down by 3 points. Both of these teams came up losers on the opening weekend of the conference season last week. Midland losing to Northwestern. Hastings losing to Morningside. Trying to crack into the win column here in the GPAC conference season. Midland with a three-point lead. Jones with the ball. Drives it to the basket. His shot is no good. Ball is tapped out and again is picked up by Hastings. Down the left sideline. That's Dylan Flynn. Rockets a pass inside to Reinwald. A lot of contact there and a foul called. Tobin Reinwald driving the ball into the basket after the pass from Dylan Flynn. And a foul is called here on the Warriors. It's going to go on Jalen Heiser. That's going to be his first. Into the ball game now from Midland is going to be Ben Emig. No free throws here. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brady Lohman will trigger things in. Tobin Reinwald has got it now to Charles Ferguson. Back outside the ring as they come over here to Lena. Out of Brady Lohman. Lena at the top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Jump pass in the lane. The ball is deflected. It's loose and it's picked up here by Jones. The 12th turnover on Hastings. Jones comes back the other way. Has it tipped away from behind by Ferguson. Ferguson comes back the other way now. He's got the basketball as he hops into the lane. A jump pass goes down in the corner. A three-pointer is put up there and in. Tobin Reinwald hits the three from deep in the left corner. Hastings College has come back to tie things up at 46 points apiece with 11:47. They'll play here in the ball game. Here's a Ben Emig with the ball. Ben Emig out here in the three-point territory. Emig sends it over to Jones. Down in the corner to Luke Borst. Borst comes back out on top to Emig, and a traveling violation is called on Emig. He kind of mishandles the ball there at the top of the key as he was setting up for a three-pointer. and a traveling violation is called on Ben Emig. 11 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings has come back to tie up Midland again. At 46 points apiece, Broncos will have the ball back the other way. As Tobin Reinwald will play things in. Reinwald will get it into a Lohman. Brings it back to Reinwald. He's got the ball in the offensive zone. Gets away. Here's a Tobin Reinwald. Jump pass goes into the lane. They get it to Lena. He moves down low and the shot is up and in. Zach Lena scores. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings with a two-point lead at 48-46. That's been about the biggest lead of the ball game for Hastings here tonight. 48-46, a two-point lead down in the baseline. Rosenblum goes deep in the opposite corner there to Heiser. Back outside, a three-pointer is put up there and in. Ben Emig, that's his third three-pointer in the ball game. He's got 11 points. Midland goes back out on top of the score of 49-48. 10:50 to play here in the ball game for the Osborne Sports Complex. Zach Lena out here between the rings. Comes over here on the near sideline. Tobin Reinwald behind Lena's screen. Gets away. Dribbles inside. Contact made. Ball is knocked loose. It's picked out by Jones. Jones runs over a man, and then we got a foul called. Ball knocked loose from Tobin Reinwald, and then Jones came up with it. He came out of there. He runs over Ferguson, and Charles Ferguson is going to be hit with a personal foul. It's going to be number 5 on Charles Ferguson. So Ferguson fouls out of the ball game here with 10 minutes and 37 seconds to play. In the contest, he leaves with no points, but did a great job on defense here for Hastings College in this ball game. Now Jordan Hawkinson is coming into the ball game for Hastings. Hawkinson is a 6'1" sophomore out of Sandy Creek. So 10:37 to play in the ball game. Hastings is trailing Midland by a score of 49-48. Hastings won the women's ball game tonight 67-51. The Broncos are now 6-0 in the season. Ben Emig over here on the left side to Donald Jones. Works it inside. Jones gets it back. Three-pointer good. Donald Jones nails a three-pointer here from the left side. He has now got 10 points in the ball game. It's 52-48. There's Tobin Reinwald. His shot is up there. No good. Tap try is in. Dylan Flynn is going to be credited with a tip. Both Reinwald and Flynn were there. Dylan's going to get credit for the bucket. 52-50 is the score. 10 minutes to play in the ball game. They get it to a Kenobi back outside to Jones. His shot from the right sideline is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Midland ball. Avery Langford coming into the ball game now for Midland. Tobin Reinwald is going to get a breather here as Lena comes back into the ball game for Hastings. So it's 52-50. Midland with a two-point lead. Warriors have the ball. Ben Emig has got it. Hastings stays. Well, now they're going to go into a, looks like a zone defense here. Some sort of a zone defense against Midland here on this possession. As they work the ball around the perimeter, Ben Emig comes over here. Left side to Heiser. His shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's a save by Hastings. But it's off of the leg there of Avery Langford. Out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Nice job there. Down to the baseline by Hastings, Brady Lohman, knocking that ball off of the leg of Avery Langford. So Hastings will bring the ball back here. This is going to be Lohman. Goes over to Hawkinson now on the deep wing on the left side. Hastings down by 2 points, 52-50. Dylan Flynn with the ball spins one way, then the other. Takes it down on the baseline. He's shot good, and he's fouled. Dylan Flynn gets a big bucket there for Hastings. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and now Flynn will go to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Personal foul is called on Jalen Heiser of Midland. That's going to be his second. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos call the timeout. 9 minutes and 12 seconds to play. Here in the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 52, Midland 52.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. In the women's ball game earlier tonight, Hastings knocked off Midland by a score of 67-51. Sophia McDermott had 15 points for Hastings. Alicia Stadler had 13, and Cammy Bruckman had 10 points. So three players in double figures. Hastings now 6-0 in the season. They will play at Sterling College in Kansas coming up on Saturday at 6 o'clock. Hastings College men and Midland tied up at 52 points apiece. Flynn to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Midland. Well, the pass is intercepted by Hawkinson. Gets it out here to a Dane Bacon. His shot for three is going to be no good. So Hastings got the steal there as they intercept the ball. But Dane Bacon could not convert from 3 points territory. 9 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings and Midland tied up at 52 points apiece. Here's a Zach Rosenblum, right side. Messersmith shot good, three-pointer. Marcus Messersmith heading a three ball there for Midland from the right sideline. Midland is eighth in the conference in three-point shooting at 35%. They've nailed a couple of tough shots here in the second half. Bacon with the ball now for Hastings. Here's Lohman. Lohman down in the corner to Hawkinson, to Lohman. Back out to Marvin. Marvin to Hawkinson. Down to Lohman in the corner. Dribbles inside. Hops inside. Moves it over in the left sideline. As they get it there to Bacon. Here's a shot taken by Flynn that's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Midland. Back the other way comes a Ben Emig with the ball. Back outside of three-pointers up there by Messersmith. No good. Ball comes out here in the three-point territory. Emig grabs it. Ben Emig has got the ball now for Midland with 8 minutes to play. Warriors with a three-point lead. Emig gets it to the top of the key. Kenobi looks at the three-pointer, passes it up, goes to Messersmith. Now left side of the lane. That's going to be Rosenblum. Double team. Rosenblum trying to get away. Does so. Nearly travel with the ball. Out to Heiser for three. Shot good. Hastings had the ball surrounded there. They forgot about Jalen Heiser out here in three-point territory, and he nails the three-pointer. 58-52. Midland back out to a six-point lead. Here's a Flynn with the ball. Down to a Hawkinson. Takes it to the free throw line. Brady Lohman takes it to the left side of the lane. His shot from 10. Good. Brady Lohman scores. Lohman having a good night tonight. He's got 13 points in the ballgame. 58-54. Hastings still down by 4 points with 7:17 to play. Here's Alex Kenobi with the ball. Midland gets it back in the offensive zone. Ben Emig out here between the rings. Works over on the right side as Midland will spread the floor here. Heiser takes it down on the baseline. Falls down right into the hands of Kenobi. He grabs the ball, shoots, and scores. Wow, Heiser fell down with the ball. It was loose, and it rolls right to Alex Kenobi in the lane, and he puts it in there left-handed. 60-54. Midland with a six-point lead. Broncos have it now. Jake Marvin spins in the lane. The ball stripped away. It is loose, and it's going to be another turnover on Hastings. Picked up there by Marcus Messersmith. 14 turnovers now in the Broncos. Warriors coming back the other way with the ball as Marcus Messersmith dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Messersmith over on the right sideline. That's a Heiser. Long-range jumper again. A three-pointer is up there. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Lohman. Lohman has got it for Hastings. Bounce pass on the near sideline to Hawkinson. There's a lob pass to get it to Flynn. Too far underneath the basket. Back outside to Lohman. Shot for three. Good. Brady Lohman knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 16 points in the ballgame, and now we got a timeout in Midland. Warriors calling the timeout. 6 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 60, Hastings 57.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Brady Lohman, 16 points in the ball game for Hastings. Tobin Reinwald has got 12. Dylan Flynn has got 10 points. Leading the way for the Broncos here tonight. Jalen Heiser has come on. He's got 11 points for Midland. Alex Kenobi has got 10 points. Also 10 points for Donald Jones. 11 points for Ben Emig. Been a very competitive basketball game. We were tied up at 34 points apiece at halftime after Midland had an 11-point lead in the first half. It was 27-16. Hastings came back to tie it at 34. The second half, neither team could break away here. Hastings has had a couple of leads in the contest here in the second half, 39-36. And right now it's 60-57 in favor of Midland with 6 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in this one. So now the Broncos are going to apply some pressure in backcourt. Broncos are down by 3 points here in the ballgame. Midland approaching the midcourt stripe. Now they get it in the offensive zone with 26 seconds still on the shot clock. Ben Emig with the ball. Dribbles left to right, back to the right sideline. Emig now reverses and comes out to the center of the floor. Here's Gavin Bloom with the ball by the top of the three-point circle to Donald Jones. Jones picked up there by Bacon. Now behind his screen. Jones trying to get away. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Reverses the ball. Comes out here to Marcus Messersmith. Messersmith on the near sideline out of Emig. His shot from the baseline. Good. Another tough shot. Ben Emig scores. He's got 13 points in the ballgame. 62-57. Midland hitting some very difficult shots. The Broncos have the defender out there, but Midland working some tough shots right down through the hole. Here's a Bacon with the ball now for Hastings offensively. They get it over here to Zach Lena. Man-to-man defense from Midland. Lena drives the ball to the basket. A shot is up there. It's going to be good. That's not going to count. A foul on the way in. It's going to go on Messersmith. That's going to be his first. So Marcus Messersmith picks up the personal foul. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Woolman trying to get it into Flynn, and the ball is taken away. Taken away by Gavin Bloom of Midland. So now the Warriors have a five-point lead in the basketball with 5:08 to play. Here's a Ben Emig with the ball. Emig behind his screen. On a contact made. Two players hit the deck. Gavin Bloom is the guy who set the screen, and now we got a ball knocked out of bounds there by Hastings. Kenobi comes back in. Here comes Rosenbloom back in. Into the Hastings lineup is going to be Jake Marvin. 5 minutes and 1 second to play in regulation. Hastings is trailing Midland in men's college basketball action tonight. The score is 62-57. Ben Emig with the ball. Ben Emig behind his screen, moves it to the left side, back on the top, wide open, three-pointer. Kenobi's three is no good. Ball tapped around, it's picked up by Hastings on the baseline. Here comes Brady Lohman back the other way for the Broncos. Finds a little seam, spins in the lane, puts up a shot. It's off of the right side, no good. Rebound, Marvin. Shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. Jake Marvin got the offensive board, put it right back up there, but a shot would not go, but he's fouling the play. So Marvin goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Personal foul goes on Donald Jones. That's going to be his first. Team foul number six on the Warriors. To the free throw line, Jake Marvin for Hastings. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Shot is up there. Shot is good. Marvin is now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He's a 71% foul shooter. Hastings fourth in the conference this week in free throw shooting at 70%. The Midland lead is now 4 points at 62-58. Here comes the next one. It's up there. It's good. Boy, all 8 of Hastings' games this year have been right down to the wire. This one looks like it's heading there again. 62-59 is the score. 4.5 to play. Midland with a lead in the basketball. Here's a Ben Emig with the ball. Comes on the near sideline. Runs into a Reinwald. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Rosenbloom behind the screen. Messersmith, three-pointer up there. It's going to be short. Long rebound. Messersmith grabs the ball. Marcus gets into the hands of Ben Emig. Now to Jones here on the near side. Gets away from Nate Olson. Jones dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it out. Three-pointer by Emig is no good. Rebound is loose again. The crash in the boards. Who's coming out of there? It's going to be Midland with the ball, and now we got a foul called. Boy, Midland coming up with all the loose balls here tonight. And now Hastings picking up a personal foul here. It's going to go on Nate Olson. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game for Midland is going to be Jalen Heiser. Coming to the bench will be Marcus Messersmith. So it's going to be Midland playing it in baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4:03 to play in regulation, 62-59. Midland with a three-point lead. Emmy gets it into Jones. His shot from right underneath the basket is going to be no good. Ripping the rebound out of there is going to be Jake Marvin. Hastings can tie here with a three-point field goal. Broncos working with it in their offensive zone. Tobin Reinwald right to left across the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner. Nate Olson has got it. Olson gets it out here to a Brady Lohman. Man-to-man defense here from Midland. 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Bacon has got the ball. Comes over here to the right side. Reverses it. Gets it to Brady Lohman. Lohman now to a Tobin Reinwald to Brady. free throw line. Lohman being hacked out there. Gets it out to a Jake Marvin. Hops down the lane. His shot is up there. That one is no good. Off the back iron. A little bit too strong. And the rebound comes down to Zach Rosenblum. 3.5 to play. Midland with a 3-point lead. 62-59. Here's Ben Emig with the ball on the dribble now for Midland. On the high post, they get it to Rosenblum at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Kenobi. He spins, puts up a shot high off of the window. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Nate Olson has got it. Hastings has the ball, trailing by 3 points. 62-59, 3 minutes to play. Contact made, foul called. Reinwald had it down on the baseline on the left side, and he is fouled in the play. It's going to go on Jalen Heiser. That's going to be his third. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Zach Lena. Coming to the bench will be Jake Marvin. So Hastings going to have some free throws here. It's going to be Tobin Reinwald going to the free throw line for the Broncos. Reinwald has got 12 points in the ball game thus far. He is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. So Tobin Reinwald to the free throw line for the Broncos. Reinwald has got what, 9 points so far here in the second half of play. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Tobin Reinwald hits the free throw. He'll have one more. The Broncos are back to within 2 points. 62-60 is the score. As Midland leads, here comes the next shot. It's good. So Hastings is within 1 point again, 62-61. With 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Going to the wire again for Hastings College men's basketball. Ben Emig with the ball. Emig comes over here to Jalen Heiser. He has had a hot hand here in this ball game. Heiser bounce pass out to Donald Jones out here in 3 point territory. Backs up. Now drives it inside the 3 point arc. Right in his face is Bacon for Hastings defensively. Gets rid of it. It comes to the near side now to Emig. Emig throws up a 3-pointer. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound going back up. Shooting and scoring is Rosenblum. Zach Rosenblum scores on an offensive board for Midland. 64-61. Hastings with a 3-point deficit to make up here. Now a traveling violation is called as Dane Bacon was driving the ball toward the basket. He's whistled for the steps. Was going to kick it back out for a possible 3-pointer. He's whistled for the traveling violation. That is 16 turnovers on Hastings in the ball game. And now the Broncos need to stop defensively. 2:15 to play in the ball game. They're down by 3. 64-61. Midland with the ball. Down the left sideline and toward the basket is Emig. Kicks it back out. Heiser. Emig gets it back now. Emig just dribbles the ball out here near the 10-second line. Picked up there by Bacon. Now behind the screen from Rosenblum. Gives the ball away to Rosenblum. Inside at Kenobi. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Oh, my word. A big, big stuff there. A big, big stuff high in the air. Was it Donald Jones? And what a play there by Donald Jones as he stuffs that baby home. 66-61. Big time play there by Donald Jones of Midland. Hastings down by 5 points with a minute and a half to play. There's a shot taken by Brady Woolman. It's going to be no good. An air ball. And the rebound comes down to Midland. So now the Warriors have the ball with a minute and 25 seconds to play. Up by 6 points or 5 points. And now we got a foul called here. And now Midland wants to call a timeout. Brady Woolman is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. And now we got a timeout with a minute and 20 seconds to play. A huge stuff there by Donald Jones of Midland. Has got the Warriors out on top by 5 points. We'll take a break. 1:20 to play in the ball game. It's Midland 66, Hastings 61.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Elsewhere in men's college basketball tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Morningside is leading Northwestern 77-69. They got 8 minutes and 14 seconds to play in that game. Dort is out on top of Mount Marty, 68-52. They've got 8 minutes and 30 seconds left in that ball game tonight. Hastings College now trailing Midland and is 66-61. Broncos got within 1 point at 62-61 with 3 minutes to go. But Midland has scored the last 4 points in the ballgame, and the Warriors have the ball again. But Hastings committing a foul in that last possession. Non-shooting situation. Midland will play things in here on the near sideline. After the ball game, we'll name our players of the game and our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Bronco basketball from 1230 KHIS. Ben Emig with the ball now for Midland. Hastings needs a stop here in this possession. A two-possession ball game at 66-61. Here's Ben Emig. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Rosenblum kicks it out of the wing on the right side to Heiser. Hastings right out there defensively. Here's Ben Emig with 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Goes for the basket. Bounce pass down in the corner. Three-pointer good. Jalen Heiser nails a big three from the deep right corner. That's now 69-61. Here's Dylan Flynn with the ball. He throws it up there. His shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Rosenblum, and a foul is going to be called. So a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Flynn. That's going to be his first. So we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now. We'll have some free throws. 46.7 seconds to play. Here comes Hawkinson back into the ball game, replacing Dane Bacon. To the free throw line will be Zach Rosenblum. He has got 6 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. His game was tied up at 34 at halftime. There's a shot that's going to be up and in. So Midland making the plays here at the end. They've increased the lead to 9 points now at 70-61. Zach Rosenblum will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. And a 10-point lead now for Midland as they have scored the last 9 points of the ball game. It's 71-61. The Warriors have the lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Tobin Reinwald down here in the baseline. Puts it up there right-handed. The shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Midland. Rosenblum with a rebound. He dribbles out of there. Now trapped along the baseline. Gets the ball away. Here's Jalen Heiser with the ball. Heiser out to Donald Jones. And Jones just retreats out here. 25 seconds to play. Midland is going to win this, baby. It's up by 10 points. 71-61. This is going to play keep away from the Broncos now. They nearly threw the ball out of bounds. Kenobi has it tipped away. Now it does go out of bounds. Hastings will get it here. Midland trying to spread the floor, and they threw it right over the head of the players down here on the bench. They lost the ball out of bounds. So they turn it away. 71-61 is the score with 13 seconds to play in this ball game. Here's a Brady Lohman with the ball now for the Broncos. Lohman takes it over on the wing on the left side. The ball is going to be stripped away. It's loose on the ground. It's picked up by Flynn. Flynn drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound Rosenblum, and that's the ball game. Midland University knocks off Hastings here tonight in men's college basketball as Midland scores the final 9 points of this basketball game after Hastings got the lead to 62-61. And Midland wins it here tonight over Hastings. Final score of 71-61. Midland improves to 4 wins, 3 losses on the season. They're now 1-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings falls to 3-5. The Broncos now 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Again, the final score, Midland 71, Hastings 61. We'll come back and recap this one for you right after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered health care focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Health Care. A tradition of respect.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Midland wins it in men's competition tonight over Hastings. Final score of 71-61. Midland got out to an 11-point lead in the first half of play at 27-16. Hastings closed the gap, and we had a tie score at halftime. It was 34-34. Nip and tuck in the second half of play. Neither team able to break away. Hastings did have a lead a couple of times in that second half, but could never get over the hump again. Hastings was within 1 point at 62-61 with 3 minutes to go in the ball game. But Midland scores the final 9 points of the ball game, and Hastings defeated tonight by Midland by a score of 71-61. Midland getting 14 points tonight from Jalen Heiser, 13 points from Ben Emig, 12 points for Donald Jones, 10 points for Alex Kenobi. The other scorers, Marcus Messersmith had 8. Zach Rosenblum had 8 points. 2 points for Luke Borst, 2 points for Galen Gulley, and 2 points for Avery Langford. Hastings, they were led tonight by Brady Lohman. He had 16 points. Tobin Reinwald had 14. Dylan Flynn had 9. Zach Lena had 9 points tonight. Jake Marvin had 9. 3 points for Dane Bacon. And that is it for the Broncos here in this ball game tonight. Hastings ended up shooting 41% from the field tonight. They were 23 out of 55. The Broncos 5 out of 14 from 3-point territory for 35%. They were 10 out of 16 from the free throw line for 62%. Midland, 26 out of 56 for 46%. The Warriors were 10 out of 22 from three-point range for 45%. Midland hit 9 out of 10 from the free throw line for 90%. Midland ends up out-rebounding Hastings 33-29. The Warriors held a 12-11 advantage at halftime. The Broncos ended up with 17 turnovers in the ballgame. They had 3 block shots and 8 steals. Midland had 11 turnovers with 1 block shot and 6 steals. Leading rebounder for the Broncos in the ballgame tonight was Dylan Flynn. He had 6. And the leading rebounder for Midland University here tonight was Zach Rosenblum. He had 8 points in the 8 rebounds in the contest here tonight. So Midland wins it tonight by a score of 71-61. Over Hastings College, the Broncos are now getting ready for the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic coming up this weekend. They will play Tabor College of Kansas on Friday night at 8 o'clock and turn around and play McPherson out of Kansas at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon in the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic. We'll have both of those games coming up this weekend on 1230 KHIS. Again, the final score was Midland beating Hastings tonight by 10. Final score of 71-61. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So a split here tonight between Hastings and Midland. The Broncos winning the First contest with the women. Final score of 67-51. Midland wins the guys contest in the nightcap, 71-61. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. For the Hastings College women and head coach Jeff Dittman, they had three guys in double figures here tonight. Sophia McDermott had 15 points in the ball game. Alicia Stadler, 13 points and 5 rebounds. Cammie Breckman had 10 points in the ball game, all doing a great job for the Broncos in their sixth straight win here tonight. For the Hastings College men, officially in the ball game, Brady Lohman finishes with 16 points in the ball game for the Broncos, 14 points for Tobin Reinwald, and 10 points for Dylan Flynn. All candidates for our player of the game, and we'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings College, first of all, for the women's basketball team, Sophia McDermott. McDermott hit 4 3-pointers in the ball game here tonight, hit 5 field goals in all. She was 5 out of 11 from the field, including 4 out of 9 on 3-pointers, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Pulled down a rebound tonight, led the Broncos in scoring with 15 points, had 2 assists, 1 block shot, and 1 steal, played 25 minutes. Here tonight for the Broncos, so Sophia McDermott will be our player of the game for the Hastings College women's basketball team. For the guys, Brady Lohman, he was a perfect 4 out of 4 from three-point territory tonight. Hit 6 out of 9 from the field. Also pulled down 3 rebounds, scored to 16 points, had 1 assist, and 1 steal. He played 38 out of the 40 minutes tonight for the Hastings College men's basketball team as they came up short 71-61. Against Midland, Hastings winning the women's ball game on a score of 67-51. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings College is suffering a defeat here tonight to Midland by the score of 71-61 as Hastings head coach Lance Creech joins us in the postgame. And Coach, once again, right there with, 3 minutes to play, down by 1 point, and then we... Something happens for the final 3 minutes and we don't score again, get outscored at 9-0 down the stretch.
I don't know. You know, I mean, we just went completely, just a complete implosion. I mean, we just melt down. I was just very frustrated all evening with our competitiveness. I just didn't think we competed the way that we have in the previous games. I didn't think our concentration level was there at all. I'd call a timeout to go zone, and we walk out on the floor and go man, you know, out of the timeout. I mean, that's just the kinds of things that we're struggling with right now, and I just don't know what to do or say. And the message that we're putting out there as a coaching staff is not being received, and I don't know exactly what to do, but we're going to have to make some changes in personnel. And we're just going to have to find five people that want to concentrate, communicate, and compete the way that we need to do to be successful.
It seems like just about every loose ball, you talked about it in the pregame show about the 50-50 type balls. It seemed like everything tonight went to Midland's way.
Yeah, hey, to the last minute of the game. You know, I mean, we bobble it and 10 seconds left, and Midland's diving all over the floor, and it's our ball. You know, I mean, we have the ball offensively. So, yeah, I some of those things, we've got good talent. We've got good kids, and I like them. I do. I really do. But until we can develop an edge to us, until we can find a way to compete and fight and battle and, you know, all those words that coaches use, until we can just find that in ourselves, we're going to struggle. And that's just the way it is. There's just no easy way to say it.
This is an athletic bunch from Midland, a lot more athletic than they have been sure. In the past. This was a good team tonight.
They are, you know, and that's the thing. And, I mean, we're at the bottom of the league, you know, and we talked about that a little bit in the pregame. When the two teams that are at the bottom of the league are still, I think we're a pretty good basketball team, or we have potential to be, and we're just not getting those things converted. You know, when we're not following through on things, then you know, we're never going to be a good team. But, you know, I think Midland is very much up and coming. I think they do a good job. They're extremely well coached, and they really, really play hard.
Tell you what, defensively, especially in the second half of play, we had guys out in the shooter's face several times. They just made some tough shots out there.
And they did. They did. You know, and they're not a great shooting team, which is that's the frustrating part. And it's kind of been the trend in the last three or so games that a lot of teams are not very good shooting teams until they come into play us, you know, and that's kind of been, I mean, they're at the bottom of the league and most of the shooting categories, and the top of the league and most defensive categories, and you know, they surely put themselves at the top of both categories this evening.
You guys battled back a couple of times, fell behind early in the ball game by 11 points, came back to tie it in the second half, and then a pretty competitive second half of play, neither team able to break away, and then just like you said, the last 3 minutes of the ball game was absolutely a debacle for us.
Yeah. And, you know, and at some point I've got to do a better job of developing our bench, you know, so we can give Brady and we can give Tobin and some of those kids that are playing some pretty serious minutes a blow. But we've got to have some production. It can't be just come in and be a Band-Aid on a gash right now. And that's kind of what I felt like. I just, you know, I thought Charles Ferguson played. Yeah, I thought he made a bunch of just great, just hustle plays, and he's going to earn his right. But I fouled out, you know, with about 10 minutes to go or maybe longer than that in the game. So we've got to find more efforts like that, and that's what you need out of your bench production. And you know, we've just got to find a way to rest some guys so we can have something left in the tank in the last 5 minutes.
Are you looking for a point production off of the bench? Does it necessarily have to be point production?
No, no, not at all. We just need production, like Charles was bringing, just energy, you know, just giving us an opportunity, giving us a few more opportunities for some possessions to where he comes in and gets a steal and pushes it the length of the floor hard on the dribble. We just have not had much of that in the past few games. So we've got to continue to find that and search. And, you know, right now it's anybody's opportunity.
Hastings will play a Thanksgiving Classic coming up this weekend, a couple of Kansas teams. He'll step away from the conference, maybe a good chance to work on some of the stuff this weekend.
Well, I think so. You know, I think it's a good opportunity to maybe play a few kids that haven't had the luxury of playing, you know, and to kind of see if anybody's just willing to step up and see what we can't get done and maybe develop a little bit deeper bench, a little bit more productive and whatever we need to do. So it'll be good. You know, it's two teams that are winnable games for us, and we've just got to step up. You know, they're not going to come in here and lay down and give us a victory. So we're going to have to step up and really compete.
Okay, we'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one by 10 tonight to Midland by a score of 71-61. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boers Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boers Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR-463-5667.
Checking a couple of other scores for the men. I guess we're running ahead of everybody else right now. Dort is out on top of Mount Barney with 9 seconds to play in their ball game. Looks like Dort is going to win that ball game tonight. 85-70 is the score right now with 9 seconds to play. They got 1:20 to play in Sioux City tonight, where Morningside is out on top of Northwestern by the score of 96-84. Hastings College losing here to Midland tonight by a score of 71-61. In some women's games earlier tonight, it was Hastings winners over Midland by a score of 67-51. Briar Cliff beat Doan 90-69. It was Morningside over Northwestern 68-52. As a couple of the top-ranked teams in the nation battling out there in Sioux City tonight, and it was Mount Marty picking up a home win as they beat Dort by a score of 69-63. So the next action for Hastings College on the radio coming up this weekend, we'll have the Hastings College Classic coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Hastings will play Tabor on Friday night at 8 o'clock, preceded by Doan and McPherson. Then on Saturday afternoon, Doan will play Tabor at 2 o'clock, followed by Hastings and McPherson at 4. We'll have both Hastings College games coming up for you this weekend. You're on 1230 KHAS. The Hastings College women will step away. They'll play down in Sterling of Kansas on Saturday at 6 o'clock. So, again, the Hastings College women came up winners tonight over Midland by a score of 67-51. Midland turns the table in the men's competition. It was Midland 71 and Hastings College 61. That'll do it for us from the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. For my producer and engineer back at the radio station, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will. Wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.